Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notaries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Birth Order Book, Why You Are the Way You Are by Dr. Kevin Lehman, offers an intriguing perspective on how a person's place in their family can impact their personality, behavior, choices, and relationships. Leveraging decades of research and clinical experience, Dr. Lehman delves into the characteristics typically associated with firstborns, middle children, lastborns, and only children. The book provides readers with insights into how birth order influences one's life, love, and work. Through engaging prose, humorous anecdotes, and practical advice, Dr. Lehman explores the nuanced interplay between birth order and various aspects of life, explaining why understanding birth order can be a key to achieving personal happiness and successful relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, firstborn characteristics and challenges. Firstborns are traditionally seen as responsible, driven, and natural leaders due to their role in the family. Dr. Lehman explains that being the first child means they often receive undivided attention from parents until the next child comes along. This can create high expectations for achievement and a tendency towards perfectionism. Firstborns might struggle with delegating tasks since they're used to taking charge and may face challenges in being overly critical of themselves and others. Understanding these traits helps firstborns leverage their leadership skills positively while managing their predisposition towards stress and high self-expectations. Secondly, middle child syndrome. Middle children sandwiched between the eldest and the youngest often cultivate a unique set of skills and characteristics. Dr. Lehman discusses how they might feel overlooked, leading to a strong sense of independence and sometimes rebelliousness. They are typically good negotiators, peacemakers, and are very sociable. These traits stem from their need to carve out a niche within their family dynamic. However, they might struggle with identity issues and feeling like they don't quite belong. Acknowledging these feelings and channels for expressing individuality positively can be crucial for middle children to thrive. Thirdly, youngest child attributes. The youngest children in the family are often labeled as the baby, regardless of their age. Dr. Lehman notes that they usually receive more leniency from parents and may develop a charming but manipulative demeanor. They're often risk-takers, outgoing, and creative. However, they might battle the stereotype of being irresponsible or immature. Youngest children can use their innate social skills and creativity to succeed in various fields, but may need to work on discipline and responsibility to overcome potential setbacks in their careers or personal lives. Fourthly, only children, the super firstborns. Only children receive the undivided attention of their parents throughout their upbringing, which can amplify some firstborn traits. Dr. Lehman refers to them as super firstborns because they often exhibit heightened responsibility, maturity, and perfectionism. They excel in academics and professional settings, but might struggle with social interactions due to less exposure to sibling dynamics. Developing social skills and flexibility can help only children balance their natural advantages in leadership and intelligence with the ability to form meaningful relationships. Lastly, applying birth order insights, Dr. Lehman emphasizes the utility of understanding birth order dynamics, not just in personal self-awareness, but also in fostering better relationships with others. Recognizing the birth order attributes of spouses, friends, and colleagues can aid in communication, conflict resolution, and appreciating different viewpoints. For parents, it offers strategies for nurturing each child's unique talents and addressing their individual needs. This awareness can lead to stronger, more empathetic interactions and a happier, more cohesive family or team environment. In conclusion, The Birth Order Book by Dr. Kevin Lehman is a must-read for anyone interested in personality development, family dynamics, and interpersonal relationships. Whether you're a parent trying to understand and cater to your children's different needs, an individual seeking to unravel the nuances of your personality, or a professional aiming to improve workplace dynamics, this book offers valuable insights. By understanding the underlying factors that influence behavior based on birth order, readers can foster better familial bonds, achieve personal growth, and navigate social relationships more effectively. This book highlights the importance of considering birth order in the journey to self-awareness and relational harmony. If you would like to support Dr. Kevin Lehman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.